Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting third, the left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Chief Hogsett. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the second baseman, John Kroner. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting eighth, the catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak strikes out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball four. West moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salters moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball towards center. West catches it and throws to first to double up Campbell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. West reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. West moves to third. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Sullivan moves to second. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 0 for 1 in the game. Croner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Croner reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Larry moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoxett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoxett moves to second. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hoxett moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-0 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoxett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Croner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Clift hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters who is chasing the ball. Clift reaches third base with a triple. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clift scores. One out. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hemsley bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive towards short. Larry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salters takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. Soltis moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale is walked intentionally. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kroner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Davis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Davis. Kroner moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Trotsky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kroner scores. Averill moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Weatherly now playing right field. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmek hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. Hale reaches second base with a double. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Hogsett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hale moves to third. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 0 for 2 in the game. Galehouse bunts towards the mound. Hogsett throws towards second. Knickerbocker fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Knickerbocker. Hale scores. Sullivan moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sullivan scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-1, Indians. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 4 in the game. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 3 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Benny Huffman pinch hits for Chief Hogsett. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman hits a fly ball. Davis scores. Carey moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.